Washington Senator Maria Cantwell is running for re-election this year, but she's not alone. 28 other people are vying for the office in an unusually large pool of primary candidates, 88.5's Max Wasserman reports.
There's technically no limit to the number of people who can run for public office in Washington. All you have to do is be a resident at the time of assuming office and pay a filing fee, $1,700 in the case of the Senate race. That money goes to the Office of Secretary of State Kim Wyman. She says this year's surge could stem from reactions both positive and negative to the election of President Trump.
In the 25 years I've looked at elections and been in this side of it, I've never seen this many candidates file for a single office.
In fact, the most ever to run in a Washington primary was in 1983. 33 people ran that year in a rare open seat special election following the death of U.S. Senator Henry Jackson. This year's candidates span the political spectrum and are mostly men, with the exception of four women. Their names appear on the ballot in random order. Max Wasserman, 88.5 News.